Today we have the Mass of St. Romuald, who's the abbot and a great bishop and saint of the church. And so if you need to, we'll also be commemorating St. Joseph, because this is St. Joseph's altar. Right there, and St. Joseph's here. And so we'll be doing both those commemorations for the secrets, for the all those other special prayers that we have. And St. Romuald was a young man whose dad did something really bad. Got in a fight with a relative, and it ended up that the relative died. And St. Romuald was so horrified that his father did this, that he ran away and went into a monastery. And in that monastery, he did 40 days of penance, just like we do for Lent, living there. And that brought about a conversion in his life, because he wasn't a very good son before. But after that, he became a very good son. But where he was staying with the Benedictines, they weren't doing things that well either. And so he said, how can I stay here with a group of holy men who aren't being really holy? So he went off and did his own holy thing, off to be a hermit, to live with him and God all by himself. And because of that, he grew in great holiness. And that led him to spread many, many other monasteries all throughout Italy and throughout the world as well, which is why he's the founder of the Camaldolese order. And so what does that teach us? It teaches us that even in unlikely circumstances, when things seem like they're going really, really bad, good things can come out of it if you listen to the Holy Spirit. Huh? Even when other people are doing bad all around you, something good can change if you listen to Jesus. Even somebody doing something really bad can turn out to be something really, really good if you keep your eyes focused on Jesus. And what are we doing here at Mass? We're here praying. We're here taking care of Mom. We're loving each other. But especially, we got to keep our eyes on Jesus, because in just a little bit, not only are we going to see him on the cross or in the arms of St. Joseph, but in the hands of the priest, as you see the Eucharist lifted above his head and the chalice as well. And then there'll be a moment for Mom to receive Holy Communion. And if you young ladies do well, pay attention, one day you'll have that grace as well, and maybe become saints, just like St. Romuald. We'll go through the Mass relatively slowly. And since there's nobody else in the church, can be as loud as you need to and as slow as you need to in the responses. Yeah? Good. Let us begin.